Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, KMX. How are you today? Good, if not great, if not fantastic, if not phenomenal. It's your host with the most, Kamal J. Pryor, a.k.a. Quiz. Quizmatics, founder, CEO of Quizmatics, Inc., social media professionals. Welcome to our WKMX Positive Power Meeting. This is indeed our quizcast at the KMX morning meeting for the Success Modern Entrepreneur. And the number one question today is, have you started your day in a positive way? Have you started your day in a positive way? And with that being said, let's go to our callers and bring in Ms. Barb Palmer. So, Ms. Barb Palmer, welcome to our WKMX Positive Power Meeting. And have you started your day in a positive way?
I sure have, and thank you for asking, and good morning.
Good morning to you as well. Good morning to you as well. And typically when I get the day started, you know, I get into the very first act of a successful day, which is just waking up and just being appreciative and grateful for that. Oh, man, it's so awesome to have a wonderful day to look forward to new opportunities and a perpetuation of, you know, making sure we accomplish whatever it is that we set our mind on doing. So, Barb, it's a pleasure and a blessing to be able to have you on the program this morning. And anything interesting you have planned for later on in the day?
I'm getting some work done.
Right, absolutely. Absolutely, positively. And so we'll go into, you know, a routine, consistency. We'll go into the four keys to success. And, of course, quite naturally, we'll go into our affirmations or whatever. But first and foremost, if you join us on our WKMX Positive Power Meeting, welcome. Thank you for joining us. Could have been anywhere in the world. Chose to be right here with us. We're going to get this thing started right. First action we need to engage in order to find success at anything is waking up with a purpose. I like to emphasize, and just waking up in and of itself, or just stepping into your own purpose. We're all unique. We're all individuals. We all have so much potential inside of us that is that is just unique to us. Our own abilities, you know, our own ideas, our own concepts. We have a lot of things to give that are unique to us, and you know, just being grateful for waking up and being ourselves, you know, and giving ourselves a chance to connect with ourselves is a great thing. So one of the things I like to do on our program is take a walk over to a very awesome place where you can connect with the personal MVP in your life. You know, each of us, you know, we come into this world alone, but we don't really come into this world alone. We come into a world with other souls and spirits and, you know, wonderful people that give us our opportunity to succeed. And it's just good to be able to connect with, of all of the people in the world, the one person whose opinion always weighs the heavyest is that of ourselves. So I'm going to take a walk over to the mirror right now. Feel free to join me. I have a wonderful little theme song that I like to sing when I'm going over to the mirror, which is pretty cool because it gets us in the right frame of mind for starting our day. So, Barb, if you know the words of this jingle, feel free to sing along, okay?
Sure.
All right, here we go. All right, and it's a little silly jingle nonetheless, but getting connected with ourselves in front of the mirror and taking a look at this phenomenal person staring before us. There's so many great things that are unique to us, and it's just such a great opportunity today to be able to connect with the person whose ideas and actions make the greatest impact upon, you know, what we accomplish, what we do, and how we utilize the time that we do have. And and that's that the MVP of your personal life, and they're standing right before you. They've survived through, you know, all of your greatest challenges and obstacles, through your greatest tribulations and trials in life. That person standing right before you in that mirror, that person is your most valuable, the most valuable participant in your life, and that person is very awesome. And a very phenomenal person, and they care about your success, and they care about your prosperity and your well-being, and of all of the people that we're responsible for in this world, that person, their actions, and what we give them is just as valuable as any, just as valuable, if not more valuable than anything we give to anybody else, because without them, you know, we can't accomplish the things that we have set for ourselves. So connecting with ourselves, refreshing ourselves, reuniting with our own purpose, with being ourselves, and being comfortable with what it is that we want to do, where we want to go, and how we feel about what we want to accomplish is always a great thing. So it starts right here. And there's one great thing I like to emphasize. That's how to communicate properly with your MVP. And, you know, it really doesn't take a whole bunch of words. All it takes is the most powerful form of communication. So I'm going to share with you what it is so we can practice utilizing this. I say conquer the world with a smile. It all starts right now. So connect with your MVP. Communicate a message simply through utilizing the power of your smile. So smile more. Stress less. It's a wonderful thing to communicate through a smile. And Barb, what message is being communicated when you open up and actually just smile?
Well, I'm happy to be here, most definitely, and grateful and thankful to the Lord for this. I'm smiling away. My bad.
Well, it's definitely a great blessing. It's a great blessing. It's just probably the greatest blessing in life. Just the ability to know that we're here, you know, and that our being here has purpose, and that we have we've been given the greatest of all opportunities, and that's just life. So,
life.
Well, as long as we have life, we have a chance. We have an opportunity, you know. That's an optimistic thing, you know. It's full of possibilities. It's full of it's full of hope, and it's full of chance. It's full of chance. You know, as long as you have life, you have chance. And connecting with our own personal ideals, and strengthening our ideals, and strengthening our personal feelings about ourselves and our own opinions. You know, all of that stuff does help. It makes us, it gives us, you know, a concrete view of exactly who it is that we need to be as far as finding the level of success that we want for ourselves. You know, they talk about visualization a lot of times. The greatest thing is to take a look at yourself and see your own success. And when you smile, that is ultimately what the results that we want to produce are. We want to be able to get ourselves to a point of being happy with ourselves, happy for ourselves, and be able to feel that level of satisfaction, that warm feeling you get from a smile, and be able to smile comfortably knowing that you have accomplished, and knowing that you can accomplish being the best you that there is, and that will get, and that is more than enough to accomplish anything that you set your mind at from there. Just knowing that you are good enough just as yourself. And the better that you are for yourself, and the better that you are with yourself, the greater and greater success that you'll have. You know, it doesn't have to be this grandiose climb up some tremendous mountain. As long as we're fully committed and dedicated to being the best of ourselves, our actions will progressively yield greater and greater results as far as getting to the direction that we utilize. our positivity and get our day started with that enthusiastic momentum, which starts with gratitude, appreciation, and humility. So it's a wonderful thing. So take a look at that MVP of yours. Make sure you get with yourself. Take a look at your MVP. And I want you to think about 5 great things that you can say about that person staring back at you in the mirror right now. 5 really, really great things to say about that person staring back at you in the mirror right now, because that person staring back at you in the mirror is indeed your greatest ally towards getting to attain some of the different things that you have set as goals for yourself. So think about the 5 really great things you like to that you can say about that person staring back at you in the mirror that you know to be true. And from there, let's just go into the affirmations, I guess, huh, Barb?
Yes, we can do that.
All right, great. So I'll go into affirmation number 1. In fact, I'll let you lead me in the affirmations this morning, Barb. What's affirmation number 1, Barb?
Today will be my day.
Today will be my day. And that is such an awesome affirmation. I mean, when you say that, you know, I have to repeat it automatically. It's such an awesome affirmation because we only get one day to live at a time. And so what we do with today is always the most important one. And that's a good reminder and a great affirmation that today is a gift. It's a blessing. A present is a present. And we have it. So this is a wonderful reason to smile, and making sure that we smile more. We get more back. You know, we can't give what we don't have. And when we have a reason to be happy, content, and full of joy and appreciation, and making the most out of the day that we have today, you know, through this set of scenario, I mean, it gets us into the prime position to go out there and accomplish what it is that we're seeking to accomplish, and get that energy back from the universe to go out across, you know, the course of our day, you know, being able to smile and maintain that positivity. So that's a great affirmation. And Barb, what is the second affirmation that we're going to from there?
Oh my goodness, I just went blank.
Affirmation number 2 has something to do with being ourselves.
Oh, duh. I am the best me that there is.
I am the best me that there is. Oh, man, that is such an awesome affirmation. I'll say it one more time. Feel free to join us and get our MVP involved in the conversation. I am the best
me. I am the best me that there is.
And certainly there's nobody better at us or at being us or capable of being a better us than ourselves.
Right.
And as long as we become comfortable and content with that and understanding that we have personal power over our actions and just being the best us that there is. Being the best us that there is really puts us in prime position to have a tremendously successful day, not just for ourselves, for others. And that's what it's really all about. I am the best me that there is. Give yourself credit because you have survived. You are a survivor. You are here. You are here today. You have survived in order to get to this point. And today is the only one that counts. And no matter how good you were yesterday or how many shortcomings that you even had yesterday, today you have a chance to make up for all of that. So today will be your day. I am the best me that there is. And in affirmation number 3, this is one of my favorite affirmations, Barb. Could you share?
I am a winner.
I am a winner. I am a winner. And it's so awesome just to know that to this point, wherever you are in life, if you have woken up today and you have this blessing, then you are a winner, my friend. You are a winner. And it just takes, you know, endurance and fortitude. Sometimes you just have to outlast some stuff, but I'm going to share it with you. You are already a tremendous success in this world. Your life has value. Your life has meaning. Whatever you decide to apply yourself towards, you have value to offer. And you are already a tremendous winner. So just to connect with your MVP, make sure that they know that You are a winner. And it's really simple. Just expressing that simple affirmation, you know, is so beneficial for us individually. And affirmation number four, Barb, do you remember the fourth affirmation?
Sure. I know I can do it. I know I will.
I know I can do it. I know I will. I said affirmation number four, I know I can do it.
I can.
I know I will.
I will.
Such a reassurance and a consistent reassurance of just to reaffirm our ability to take ourselves and to be accountable for ourselves and take ourselves exactly where we want to go is really, really awesome. So I just want you to know that I know I can do it. I know I will is a great affirmation. You want to definitely get your MVP involved in that conversation. I know I can do it. I know I will. And then we'll go from there to affirmation number five, which is just one of my favorite affirmations, if not my all-time favorite affirmation. And affirmation number five, Barb?
God will be with me. He always has been, and he always will be.
God will be with me. He always has been. He always will be. And always is a mighty long time. So just the fact that there are going to be circumstances, there are going to be situations, you know, there are going to be environments, there's going to be, you know, a bunch of things that are beyond our control. But for all of those circumstances, situations, God will be with me. He always has been. He always will be. You know, some things you have to let him handle. But for everything else, we have to hold accountability for ourselves. So, you know, no matter where we are, no matter what situation or circumstance, we can always improve. We can always step up and get to the next level. And God is with us. He definitely wants for us what we want for ourselves. So making that connection in your routine can really have a powerful impact. And it's a tremendous way to get you guys focused and get ourselves personally checked into exactly what it is that we want, who we want it for, why it's valuable for us, and just connect with ourselves. Get ourselves starting on the right foot. So starting our day in a positive way. Have you started your day in a positive way? Is your mind frame on, all right, what am I going to accomplish today? What is it that I want to do today for myself? Let me connect with and let me put things back into perspective on what's important today. All right, I myself connecting with my personal MVP, connecting with myself, and just being able to remember what is my most valuable communication that I'm never going to say. What is that? That is that smile, our ability to be grateful, to be appreciative, and just be able to smile and be able to be to smile for ourselves, with ourselves, and completely take control of our personal power and empower ourselves through how we project to ourselves, how we project to others, and reinforcing the good, the optimism, the perception that we have of exactly who we are and our reasonable ability to attain personal success. Because regardless of who we are, no matter what we're striving for, our success is going to have a relative, it's going to be very relative to what we look to obtain, and that is happiness and peace of mind and having a good quality of life. Would you agree with that, Barb? And do you think that most people would like to have a high quality of life for themselves? Regardless of whatever you're trying to attain, they'd like to find peace, stability, contentment, and really happiness, be able to find joy and fulfillment from whatever they're accomplishing in life.
That is absolutely correct.
Well, I don't have any children, so from a parent's perspective, is that what most people want for their children?
Yes. I mean, you know, you don't have to be a parent to know that. You know what I mean? We're all children at one point in time.
Of course not. But as a parent, what kind of things, like when you think about your children growing up, what kind of things do you think that you want for them? What would your definition of success be as far as, you know, for your children from a parent's perspective? Just out of curiosity.
I want them to not to go out here and struggle and fall and stay down. I want them to fall. I mean, you know, learn from their mistakes or whatever and get back up, but I don't want them to stay down so long to the point where they don't do anything. So I want them to learn a lot of stuff while I'm here so I can leave a legacy of promise and hope and everything.
So basically, you believe that they should have education, or I'm just trying to evaluate
yes,
what you're...
Yes, I do believe they should have education, and they should seek more education than there is in the educational system. But you know what I mean? Get all
right,
the knowledge,
so
soak it up from anybody and everybody.
So your vision of success for your children would be for them to have be well-educated, and how about the way that they feel about themselves and their placement in society?
Yes, and that's part of education too. Self-educated, you know, beyond the textbooks and everything. You know what I mean?
Right. And how much value would you place on how they feel about themselves with their self-esteem, self-confidence, and their ability to
that's
know
up
themselves
there. That's
time.
That's very much value, because if they're not feeling good inside, they won't do anything. So they need to be positive going in anything that they do, or they won't enjoy it, or they won't pursue it or do it.
Right. So you want them to be able to have a good feeling about their reasonable ability to achieve whatever they set their mind towards doing, and then have the education to back that up.
Exactly. I mean, I don't want them to get into something that they don't want to do. It's like, why would you want to do that forever? And it's not going to be a happy place for anybody around them or them. So.
All right. So your outlook on their success is doing whatever it is that they want to do, and having enough education to back that up, and being able to be at a good place and happy where at the place where they are. Is that safe to say?
Yes, that's safe to say.
All right, cool. So it's a wonderful thing to be able to instill this wonderful philosophy. It applies for so many people. I think that a lot of people really pretty much want the same thing for their families, for themselves, you know, and, you know, like it's been said, you know, you can't give what you don't have. So being able to have it for yourself really allows you to be able to offer it for others. And so one of the last things I'd really like to put into the program is the four keys to success, how important that these things are. It's really a simple philosophy, but it's very valuable just to know that, you know, life is about the energy and effort that we put into it towards getting to where it is that we want to go. And that's what having goals are about, and reaching and striving towards attaining our goals, and, you know, being focused and being able to be productive for our own selves is really important. So there are four very important keys to success. I like to share those. And I usually connect these things to myself while doing something physical, which is for personal development, it's for betterment, and it's to understand that there's going to have to be some energy and effort put and exerted on each of our behalf in order to find any greater level of success other than, you know, just our basic waking up and the gratitude that we have for being alive and appreciative. You know, the next thing that's going to determine what we receive out of life is what energy and effort that we put forth, and that's all exhibited within the four keys of success. So key to success number one is commitment. Making a commitment towards whatever it is that you would like to achieve, just making that commitment, just acknowledging that, And, you know, they say the eyes are the window to the soul. Connecting with your MVP makes it very real and very realistic for you to really attain and latch into what is really the most crucial thing for you to connect and identify as having made a commitment to do whatever it is that you set your mind on doing. Making a commitment is all about just making a decision. So whatever it is, just having the confidence and courage to make the decision in and of itself really gets the ball rolling. So that'll really give you a great chance to accomplish your goals. Barb, would you agree that making the commitment is one of the crucial keys towards achievement and any goals?
Yes,
that
well,
you
it's number one. I mean, well, you know, the first key to success. Yes, it is.
Absolutely. Making that decision really starts everything.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's not super duper complicated from there, but making that decision is very important. And making that decision really transforms and changes your course of action. So the next key to success is consistency. And consistency is regular routine actions done on a repeated basis. So consistency is about routine. Routine is about action. Consistency is about action. The actual acts that you're doing with regularity that lead towards an end result. Barb, how would you feel consistency weighs in as far as one of the keys to success?
Well, that's action. So that backs up your commitment and shows that you want to do something. I mean,
it
you know what I mean? You're
that,
showing it to yourself, actually.
Shows that you actually are doing something, and you can show it to yourself and you can feel it, and it changes your posture. It's more positive. It's a more empowered posture when you know that you're actively engaging in, you know, actions that generate X, Y, Z results. So having actions that back up your results is definitely very important. The next one of the keys to success is drive. And drive is a very intangible factor because drive is really emotionally based. The reason why it connects to your greater motivation, inspiration. Your drive is a combination of your passion, your pain, and, you know, what it is that is inspiring you to keep going, even at those times when things feel difficult or that you may not have, you know, the will to continue going through whatever action. Your drive will snap you back in place. Barb, how do you feel the value of drive is in regards to the four keys of success?
Right, that's very valuable, too, because you can look back at your whys. Your whys keep you going in your drive. You know what I mean? Your whys and your drive are the same thing.
Exactly, your whys, right, your reasonings, your whys, your motivation, your inspiration, just the reason why, you know, you want to keep going, what it is that is making this psychological transformation in you to make you want to reach this next level that you're looking for yourself. So that's a great thing, drive. And the last key to success is determination. And determination is just a stubborn persistence, a resilience, an endurance, you know, a feisty attitude that's going to continue to go through, that's going to overcome whatever obstacles or challenges that present themselves along the way just to make sure that they get exactly what it is that they want out of life. Whatever it is that they've committed to, that there are end results for that and that they're going to go and they're going to accomplish them. It is the mindset of completion, just the mindset that I'm going to tackle this, whatever challenge it is, and get this done, and just being a person that is in execution mode. So, Barb, how would you feel is the value of determination in regard to the four keys of success?
That's what we're all striving for, determination, and we are determined. That's the end result, and that's just, it just completes everything. So, yes, I don't even know what to say about that part, but yeah. Can you find the word for it?
Well, the beautiful thing is that with the four keys of success, all things are extremely possible, especially with the confident, firm belief in ourselves and our ability to attain success for ourselves, you know, and no matter what direction that we're putting forth. You know, remember that even the greatest seasoned veteran at anything once started as a newbie. And there's nothing wrong with starting. And the most important person that starting for really does impact is ourselves. So make sure you connect with your personal MVP, because that person knows you best. They know exactly what your needs are. They know what your wants are. They know what your desires are. When you come up with goals, that personal MVP of yours is knows what those goals are, knows what promises and what it is that you desire towards. So it's just a matter of you and your personal MVP just connecting and making that decision together for your best interest to do some of the things that will get you to wherever it is that you would like to go, seeking whatever help it is, becoming more acquainted with yourself, becoming more honest and more connected with yourself, whatever your goals are, then formulating whatever goals it is onto paper or, you know, into some sort of a format that makes you say, all right, this is what I'm going to go towards, where you can measure it. I suggest having a success journal where you, you know, write in it about your routine, wake up, get a couple of the principles, maybe jot down some really good ideas, anything that you want to read, any reading materials or whatever. But most importantly, connecting with your affirmations, connecting with your smile, connecting with yourself, and getting into the at least three goals that you want to have for yourself for the day. And this is all just a great way to exercise a philosophy or a pattern or a routine that is all success-oriented around your personal success, your own personal success, you motivating, inspiring, and connecting with yourself, and getting on track with yourself and giving yourself the greatest opportunity to hit that next level with and for yourself, together for yourself, getting where you need to go. So four keys to success: commitment, consistency, drive, and determination. Through these four keys to success, any and everything is so very much physically, tangibly possible. Anything is possible. Yes, it's going to take effort. Who's going to have to put forth the effort? Yourself. And when you can be a better, a stronger, more confident person for yourself, then everything else becomes very, very, very easy. It's just a matter of which direction that you want to use it in. So right now I'm going to go into my four keys to success mantra, something that I use personally. Feel free to join us, do something physical. If you have doctor's orders against doing anything physical, there's a wonderful exercise that Barb knows well. Tell them about the wonderful exercise they can do if they have doctor's orders against doing anything physical, Barb.
You can do grin-ups like I'm doing. I'm driving, so.
Doing grin-ups is just fun. I'm going to get down and do some push-ups this morning. And you guys feel free to follow me. You know, you can be jogging in place or, you know, on your treadmill, on your exercise bike, or whatever it is that you, whatever piece of equipment that you like to use, or you don't need any equipment at all either, to be honest with you. You can do crunches, squats, push-ups, sit-ups, chin-ups. Doctor's orders against doing something physical. Hey, do some grin-ups. Small, more, stress less. That's what I suggest best. So I'm going to get down here, guys. Barb, let me know when you're ready for me to get this thing started.
I'm ready. Are you?
No. Yes, I am. Like Sam, I am. So I'm down here. I'm getting this thing started. You guys feel free to join us in this physical activity. And this is to get us to be at optimal operating point for ourselves. So getting ready to start this thing off. Customary four count. Uno, dos, tres, cuatro. Here we go. Commitment.
Commitment.
Consistency.
Drive.
Determination. That's
determination.
Commitment.
Commitment.
Consistency. Drive. Determination.
Commitment.
Consistency.
Drive.
Determination.
Commitment.
Consistency. Drive. Determination. Great job, guys. Commitment.
Commitment.
Consistency.
Drive.
Determination. That's fun. Commitment.
Consistency.
Drive.
Drive.
Determination.
Drive.
Commitment.
Commitment.
Consistency.
Drive.
Determination, great job, guys. Commitment. Consistency. Drive. Determination. Commitment. Consistency. Drive. Determination. One more time. Commitment.
Consistency.
Drive. Determination. Woo. There you go. And put your hands to your chest. Feel a wonderful heartbeat. Make sure you get a chance to inhale, exhale, catch your breath a little bit. And that is that feeling, commitment, consistency, drive, and determination in the physical flesh to manifest whatever it is we have set for ourselves as goals, whatever challenges or obstacles we have set before us. Make sure that we start our day in a positive way, with a smile on our face, and pick up the pace. Certainly it's going to take some energy and effort on our behalf, but I promise you that 90% of the biggest things that have been holding us back are right there before us. And all we have to do is make a commitment to ourselves, with ourselves, and for ourselves to take a step out there and get the things done that we need to get done. So remember, guys, get into that success journal. Write down your three goals for the day, at least three, and then prioritize. Start with the most important priority, accomplish, execute, then move on to the next one, so on and so forth. And it's a wonderful strategy that really leads towards consistent behavior. And remember, each day, wake up with a purpose, connect with yourself, start your day in a positive way. And everything from there just falls right into place. So thanks, guys, for your time. Thank you very much for joining us, Barb. Whew, I spent a lot of energy on this morning.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for having me, actually. So have a fantastic day, guys. Remember, stay positive. And it's all about enthusiastic momentum. So you've got the, how they say in the movie, juice, you got the juice now. Not you got the juice. Just keep on rolling it over and over and over and over again. And allow that enthusiastic momentum to carry you and get that momentum moving behind you, you know. Get the wind at your back, partner, you know, and get it going. So anyway, thank you very much for your time. You have a fantastic day. And look forward to you tomorrow, same bat channel, same bat time.
Bye.